get status. Got a Honduran here. We're trying to get status.
We got a Honduran here. We're trying to get status. What the absolute hell? All right, things are really heating up in the city of Minneapolis, where thousands of ICE agents are descending upon the city to terrorize its residents. Not only immigrants, not only legal or illegal immigrants, but U.S. citizens are being thrown to the ground, pepper sprayed. Their ribs are being broken, or even they are being killed in the case of Renee Nicole Good. This has led to legal resistance. The breaking news here is Minnesota and the Twin Cities sue the federal government to stop the ICE enforcement surge after the fatal shooting in Minneapolis. I want to show you what's going on the ground, because immigration agents are essentially in a peaceful standoff with the Minneapolis community. At least it's peaceful on one side. You have masked agents who feel emboldened to pepper spray, to shoot pepper bullets, to drag people on the ground. And then you have people who are blowing whistles, oftentimes elderly protesters holding signs that they had clearly handmade. And the ICE agents continue to use disproportionate force, and they are even tear gassing people near the intersection of 35th Street and Park Ave. Protests continue to grow as the administration continues to escalate and continues to remove any sort of transparency. They do not want the press covering this, because the press provides transparency. They don't want educated people poking holes in their story, because then they are exposed as frauds. That's where we come in. If you appreciate independent media, make sure you drop a like. Double check to make sure you subscribe below. Let me zoom out and give you a broad overview, then we'll check out what's going on the ground as teenagers are being arrested, car windows are being smashed in by masked ICE agents. I mean, for real, people are getting out of school and being grabbed. U.S. citizens are being grabbed. But just for a broad overview, I think it's important to remember this all started with Nick Shirley's video where he supposedly exposed new fraud in Minneapolis, but then we found out all of this fraud had already been investigated and prosecuted and people had gone to jail. But that didn't stop Trump from surging 2,000 troops into Minneapolis as a political stunt to throw red meat to his base. He is always salivating. He'll take any chance to hyper-militarize some blue city. So ICE descends on Minneapolis and begins to terrorize the city, which results in the death of Renee Nicole Good. Now, imagine if this wasn't captured on camera. Imagine if we didn't have multiple different camera angles of this ICE agent shooting from the side. The Trump administration then launches the largest gaslighting campaign perhaps since the Epstein gaslighting campaign, which was like 3 weeks ago. This administration can never admit when they're wrong, or never admit when a single individual ICE agent is wrong. This leads to protests across Minneapolis, but not only Minneapolis, even in DC, New York, Seattle, Dallas, and even in some smaller red towns and red states, people turned out. People are protesting. The protests are growing. So Trump uses that as an opportunity to surge 1,000 more troops into Minneapolis, which then means there are more ICE agents than local law enforcement, which is undermining the trust that has been built over the past few years. I mean, of course, law enforcement isn't perfect, but I was reading an article, and I made a video about this. After the death of George Floyd, Minneapolis broke out into protests, then riots. So local law enforcement had to spend the last 5 years trying to rebuild any layer of trust with their community, and it's been working. And that was just blown up. That was just obliterated. This brings us on to the breaking news. Minnesota and Twin Cities sue the federal government to stop this massive ICE surge, to stop the massive enforcement after the fatal shooting in Minneapolis. Mayor Jacob Frey comes out and says this.
Can't indiscriminately take people off our streets, American citizens off our streets. You cannot drag pregnant women through the snow. You're not allowed to take teenagers out of their car and detain them when they are in fact American citizens. That is against the law in every state. That is against our United States Constitution. And we're feeling the impact here in Minneapolis. Schools have closed. People are afraid to go to work, shop, or seek medical care. 911 calls are up. Police resources are indeed stretched thin.
Very well said from Mayor Jacob Frey. And as you'll notice, I was playing some of the videos he was talking about on screen. This video shows ICE agents detaining a U.S. citizen, legal observer in Minneapolis, smashing his car window, dragging him out, and placing a knee on his neck. You can watch this video right here. thing is, we have like 1,000 of these videos just coming out of Minneapolis, which only further vindicates these protesters. It is like a cyclical inflammatory cycle where the Trump administration continues to escalate, the most escalatory administration in American history. Then peaceful protesters come out, then the Trump admin escalates more and more protesters turn out. And then you see this continue to happen over and over. Here is Keith Ellison, the Minnesota Attorney General, coming out swinging against the administration.
And I wish I could stop there, but I can't, because these poorly trained, aggressive, and armed agents of the federal state have terrorized Minnesota with widespread unlawful conduct.
Yep.
They're making unconstitutional arrests and using excessive force. DHS agents have barged into restaurants asking to access secure areas. Mm-hmm. And when asked to present a warrant, which is required by law, they respond, "We don't need one." DHS agents have arrested peaceful bystanders. They have fired chemical irritants at people obeying lawful orders while exercising their First Amendment rights. They have even done so at some of our most sensitive places, like Roosevelt High School here in Minneapolis.
We made a video about this. High school students were basically tear gassed. Pepper balls were shot at them and they were tackled to the ground along with parents and teachers after an ICE chase led to Roosevelt High School. They're just rogue. They're out of control. Why do you need 3,000 ICE agents in this city other than for political performativeness?
They have detained law-abiding citizens.
Yep.
Leaving them handcuffed for hours just because of the color of their skin or what they're wearing or they speak English with an accent. And on January 7th, 2026... a DHS agent shot and killed Renee Nicole Good, leaving her children without a mother and her six-year-old son without either parent. This has to stop.
It has to stop now. Arizona Republicans tried to hold their own press conference today backing ICE. They had signs that say, "We support ICE," and protesters shut it down immediately. The gap between the political elites and the public is getting louder every single day. Nobody can hear them whatsoever. That is absolutely beautiful. "We support ICE" signs. How out of touch can you be at this moment? Then students at Maple Grove High School in Minneapolis did their own walkout right here. I'm going to mute it for a second, but here's aerial footage of the student walkout. Absolutely beautiful scene. Then Mayor Jacob Frey continues to describe how ICE agents are racially profiling in his city. He says that they stopped 4 people and only asked the non-white people for identification, which is clear racial profiling.
Let me give you another example. Just last week, a group of our city's public works employees were stopped by ICE agents. 3 of the 4 employees were not white. The ICE agents asked to see the IDs of the 3 non-white employees and didn't even bother to ask the white employee for the identification. Minneapolis is being targeted because we stand up for our neighbors and we welcome immigrants, because we believe in the law. And as I said, frankly, because we are in a blue city in a blue state.
Honestly, I love America, or what America is supposed to stand for. The idea that we have First Amendment rights of free speech, freedom of religion, freedom to protest. The idea that we have due process or institutions that protect the average citizen, but we are not seeing that with the Trump administration. They are creating a system that only protects the richest of the rich, only protects pedophiles, or only protects masked ICE agents who do stuff like this. Let me show you immigration and agents in a standoff with the Minneapolis community on the city's south side. I want you to notice this is essentially a perfect reversal, a flip of what usually happens in this situation. Usually, a bunch of masked ICE agents are trying to surround citizens or surround a group of people in order to intimidate them. But in this case, it seems like a bunch of citizens are just kind of crowding the street, surrounding the area, not in an illegal way. They're not loitering. They're just standing there in the same way that ICE agents generally do. And in doing so, there seems to be a little bit of a Mexican standoff here. No pun intended. That's what they call it when you're just standing there, staring, waiting, and seeing who breaks first. To continue, the agents then use tear gas to try to evacuate the street. They deployed tear gas to try to get everyone to evacuate, of course, using an undue amount of force. Just now, Border Patrol unit questions a teenager in Minneapolis, puts him in their vehicle, and drives away. Whistles ring out after this. We don't know if the kid was a citizen or not, but it doesn't matter. It does not matter. Why are you grabbing kids after they're walking out of school? It's so weird. He's placing his hand on this kid's shoulder so the kid can't get away, if you can see through there. And then he's already grabbing him. I don't care what side you're on. I don't care if you're on the left or the right. This is fundamentally un-American. What about this? Just now, as Border Patrol agents are followed by activists and press in Minneapolis, they start to get out of vehicles, throw tear gas into the intersection, then just keep driving on. Aaron Rupar says this is complete insanity and happening in one of the busiest commercial districts in Minneapolis, just a mile away or so from where I live. Check this out. Minneapolis is genuinely being occupied by ICE. That is why this lawsuit is so incredibly, incredibly important. In this video, they literally just say out loud, "We got a Honduran here." Then they crush the car window. They begin to brutalize people, throw them to the ground. It's just such an openly brazen thing to say. "We got a Honduran here." This only vindicates what Mayor Jacob Frey said in the speech earlier, where he said they're just racially profiling people.
We're trying to get status. Got a Honduran here. We're trying to get status.
We got a Honduran here. We're trying to get status. What the absolute hell? Arrest first, detain first, ask questions later. No due process, no check of status. This is some wild shit. If you want more breaking news updates, double check to make sure you're subscribed below. It's the best way to help the independent media system grow. I love you all. Peace out.